Moncrief on News Talk.
As you know, the government seems unable to meet its home building targets, and the targets that they set themselves seem to be woefully inadequate to meet the needs of the country. The target for this year is 41,000, and already it's not looking good. So consider that in 2006, we built 93,000 homes in this country. Despite how it ended, perhaps the Celtic Tiger wasn't all bad. The Irish Times journalist Ronan McGreevy made this controversial suggestion in this week's Irish Times. Ronan, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sean.
It seems like we only remember the end of the Celtic Tiger rather than any other part of it.
Yeah, it's like a really bad breakup where you've been going out with somebody for years and years and you can't remember the good parts. And I think there's a little bit of that about it. Yeah, we all remember the implosion of the Celtic Tiger in 2008, 9, 10. But we've forgotten all the stuff that went before that, and a lot of good things happened in those years.
Yeah. Now, also, people remember it as you know, we all partied, etc.
Yeah.
And the vulgarity. But say in terms of like where, you know, where's the children's hospital? Where's the, you know, where's Metrolink? But in those Celtic Tiger years, a lot of infrastructure got built.
Yeah, the entire motorway network was either completed or substantially built during the Celtic Tiger period. The Port Tunnel was built. You look at the Aviva Stadium, it was finished in 2010, but like it would have been a Celtic Tiger era project. Crow Park is another one. But I think the most enduring legacy is the fact that we built, and I'm only talking about from 2000 on, right, to 2007, we built 600,000 homes, right? So before that as well, you had a boom in house building from 95 to the millennium. So you're probably looking at 750,000 to 800,000 homes in that period that were built. We can't get anywhere near those figures now.
Yeah. Now, banks were lending like crazy, I suppose. That's one factor in it.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
But it seems, and particularly it was striking from the piece you wrote, that we seem to have had a collective crash in our own confidence.
Exactly, and I think that's still there. I think in many ways, you know, we have recovered our prosperity in a big way, but I think people are, there's a sort of an existential feeling, I believe, that it's all going to end, and everybody's talking about, you know, we can't go back to 2007, 2008, and so on. And I think there's a general lack of confidence that even despite, you know, when you look at the headline figures, you think Ireland's doing really, really well, but actually it's not doing that well in terms of people investing in their own communities and building homes and hospitals and you know, stuff like that, even commercial. The commercial landscape is completely different. I mean, if you walked into any given Irish town at the moment, you'd be shocked 10, 15 years ago about the number of vacant premises there were. And that's really got nothing to do with the sort of general health of the economy. Of course, it's to do with the fact that, you know, retail has sort of moved online in a way. It wasn't around during the Celtic Tiger. But to me, like, we have lost an awful lot of confidence. And I think we need to discuss that because I think it's at the root cause of the fact that we can't seem to get anything done anymore, you know? That would be my view on it anyway.
Yeah, but have things structurally changed in any great sense in terms of that difficulty of getting things done?
Well, it has. I mean, of course, banks are, if you, what there's a couple of things that fuel the Celtic Tiger in terms of, say, just housing, which is the big issue. One is the demographics. But the demographics are there now as well, as we know, but that's not driving demand. There was obviously, as you say yourself, the banks were lending money hand over fist, but you've got to consider as well that in a lot of cases, you know, the banks were lending to perfectly legitimate projects that washed their own face. You know, we shouldn't always think that every cent that the banks lent to developers in those years was badly spent. It wasn't. And there's also, obviously, and this comes back to a sort of an official inertia, there's a lot stricter planning laws than there was then. And it's very hard to get things built now in the way it wasn't then. I mean, you had self-certification for builders. That created problems as well. And I think people were investing. I mean, one of the things I mentioned in the piece was Section 23 tax reliefs, you know, where you could buy, you know, you could invest in an apartment or whatever and get a write off the right off the rental income you got against tax. I mean, the government has set its face against, you know, that ideologically they don't want to use tax breaks to incentivize the housing market. But, I mean, the end result of that has been that we have had really calamitous figures over the last couple of years. And maybe we need to think like that. I think one of the lessons of the Celtic Tiger is that if you give people an opportunity to invest in property, and if you give them tax breaks with it, people will pile into it, you know, and that might have had its own drawbacks as well. But look at the landscape at the moment. 32,000 houses last year, something like this year. Like, we've completely, you know, we've completely gone the other way at this stage.
Yeah. Now, I mean, and investors might pile in, but like ordinary individuals probably won't. I would suspect that sense of caution and fear is still there. We're like saving like lunatics now, you know, preparing for some sort of Armageddon.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. And like, we have the savings that our Irish people have accumulated is over 150 billion euros. And, you know, we've gone the other way. This is, I suppose, is the whole point of the thing I was trying to say, is that we've gone from being this sort of, you know, devil may care attitude and so on to excessive caution. And the excessive caution is crippling this country in terms of house building and so on, and government don't seem to be able to get a handle on it at all. And I just think, like, I think what I said in the piece was, why did we build all these houses during between 2000 and 2008, and what can we learn from those that might help the house building process at the moment? Because what's working at the moment is, or what's happening at the moment is not working in a way that's remotely comparable to demand.
Yeah. It'll take a brave government, though, to try and kind of lean a bit more into the Celtic Tiger self-confidence, given that a lot of the electorate mightn't want to go with them.
Well, this is true. There's going to have to be tough decisions made in relation to housing if we're going to get out of the mess we're in. I mean, you know, the government's talking about lifting the caps on rent pressure zones. Again, you know, rent pressure zones are very popular with the public in general, but the end result of them has been that, you know, apartment building has collapsed. You don't have to take my word for it. Just look at the figures. So, I mean, there has to be... I just think that you know, there are going to be decisions that will have to be made that will be politically unpopular in the first instance. But I do think that, you know, if the end result is a building boom, it's the only way we're going to get out of the mess we're in at the moment. Because, I mean, there's already, if you look at the Housing Commission report, even before, you know, this massive slowdown in housing in recent years, we were 280,000 home short of supplying the people who already. So we have a backlog of 280,000, and every year where we're not building the 60,000 houses that we need, you can add the surplus to that. So if we only build 30,000 houses this year, you're going to have a demand for a further 30,000 houses down the line. You know, so there's going to have to be. There's going to have to be hard decisions made about all of this process, and maybe incentivizing people to invest their money in housing is not the worst idea in the world.
Ronan, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was the Irish Times journalist there, Ronan McGreevy. One texter says, I lived in Dublin during the Celtic Tiger. Hadn't much money myself, but we had some crack. It was actually possible to rent in the city centre on a modest salary. I remember all my musician friends had loads of gigs and were living in lovely apartments in the city centre. Ever since, they've been living further and further outside the city in smaller and smaller places. Isn't that interesting? Another interesting point, actually, that we didn't touch on that Rona makes in the article, was that during the Celtic Tiger, our birth rate was that, you know, you have to have that replacement rate thing. I think it's 2.1 or something. Excuse me. We were at that point during the Celtic Tiger. But now, even though our population has increased, the birth rate has slowed down because, again, I suppose, going back to that sense of caution that you don't want to have start having a family or a bigger family because nobody's quite sure what the future holds.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.